USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a disaster under President Obama.
President Trump saying he still wants to eliminate the Affordable Care Act as his administration is trying to weaken Obamacare's contraceptive mandate, a bid that's currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump saying it's not the only provision in Obamacare that makes him want it replaced altogether.
What we want to do is terminate it and give great health care, and we'll have great health care, including pre-existing conditions, 100% pre-existing conditions.
The president also saying on another issue, it is not sustainable for America to stay shuttered during the coronavirus pandemic. He says the American people will not abide by stay-at-home orders much longer, although he says older people will have to continue to practice social distancing. He said the pandemic is worse than Pearl Harbor and the September 11th attacks. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Chinese government could have prevented hundreds of thousands of people from dying around the world by being more transparent about COVID-19 from the start. And Pompeo says the world is learning that lesson.
I'm heartened by this newfound realism. The free nations of the world are starting to understand that China doesn't share those democratic values that we hold dear or their economic interests, and that this matters to the entire world.
Meanwhile, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, is urging the Trump administration to break economic dependence on China. Wall Street futures have been up more than 1% as investors wait to see how bad the latest unemployment filing news will be. It will be released at about 8:30 Eastern time today. Dow futures at last check were up over 1 point at 256 points. S&P 500 and NASDAQ futures both up more than 1.25%. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Questions being raised about one aspect of the Trump administration's coronavirus pandemic response, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Questions are being raised about how President Trump's son-in-law arranged for young volunteers from Wall Street to help the government quickly obtain needed medical gear. It's now the subject of a whistleblower complaint. The president describes the team recruited by Jared Kushner as brilliant young people.
Some people would say nerds.
But to California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna, the team was completely unqualified. Coming mainly from the worlds of finance and corporate consulting, the volunteers were tasked with getting leads on masks, gloves, gowns, and ventilators for FEMA to purchase. But close to 70% of the leads were dead ends. Khanna believes the arrangement complicated FEMA's ability to obtain needed supplies.
Why are we not relying on people who are experts?
President Trump says,
I think they did an incredible job.
And former superstar quarterback Brett Favre returning money he didn't actually earn. The Mississippi State auditor saying Favre will give back $1.1 million he had received for speeches he never gave. In fact, he's already paid $500,000 back. This after a report showed the money was part of a total of $94 million that was either misspent or wasted in the state of Mississippi. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.